Let's start about 14, okay? Jump up there a little bit. Job is to watch and to listen. And I'm going to tell you what we got on our minds is ourself. What we're going to do, I don't care who stands here. It's a little easier if it's a new man. He said a prophet's without honor in his own country. But if a new man stands here that don't know you, it don't bother you much. Or it don't bother me much if he hits on my sins. But if it's somebody that I know, that knows me, the devil puts it in my mind, well, they're picking on me. They're trying to point out my sins, and they think they're holier than thou. I sat through several levels in church. Amen. And the devil's the same on every one of them. To stop you, to tear you down. What I want to preach on is condemn. And we're going to read John 3:16 too. But John 14 said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We turn over to Numbers. Numbers 21. Very familiar scripture. Numbers 21, 4 through 9. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the prophet, the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And I preached that because I've got it marked. I preached that sometime or other. The people are discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God. And the people spake against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. The food that God had given them, they resisted, or they detested, or they come against. The bread, the manna from on high that God gave us. And I see it so plainly today, we're going through exactly this same thing with Corona. And I see people are saying, well, why don't God heal this? Why don't God take this? And I see us with fear coming on to our lives. And I see us muttering. And I see us complaining. And I see Satan putting fear into our hearts that we don't need to be around people. We need to stay away from people. And I can't help people if I'm not there. I can't help people if I'm not near. And I see if we don't tell the inmates, if we don't tell the church people, amen, the whole truth, then they don't get it. And if people don't know, and let me say this. I'm not saying this to knock you, but I want to use you as an example. They said I don't have a microphone. I want to use you as an example. Emma was raised, and I knew her mom and daddy, and I went to school with Emma, finished high school with Emma. And Emma was a sheltered person. Amen. She was raised in the old Mount Vernon church down there back in the 40s. And she married and went on, and she backslid on God. She's testified to it, so I ain't bringing her out in the open. But I thought she'd never been in this drug-crazed, alcoholic-crazed, sex-crazed world that so many of us are in today. And I thought Emma had sat in church most of her life. She in Greensboro, she got out a while, but
She came back many years ago to Mount Vernon, and she's been here faithful member to the house of God. But it just hit her, and I won't go into this. It's nobody's business. But it has just hit her because it come into her family what drugs is doing to our children. How drugs is changing our attitude. And I'm saying that we're sitting here in a church full of people that love God, that has no idea what's happening, amen, in our country today. And Satan is raging like I've never seen him raging before. And I'm not smart. No education. And I can't get a message off a computer. I'm not that smart. But I got a message today from God. That's a computer on high that mashes every button, that lights up every soul. That is the power of God. Salvation to every man that wants it, whosoever will. And that's what we're needing today, is the power of God back in our churches, back in our homes. And we need to realize, glory to God, thank God that Emma has just caught on and she began. And it's trouble and it's sorrow to soul and to spirit, and it keeps us awake at night. But glory to God, it gives us an insight that there's a need to pray for one another. There's a need, glory to God. We've been through this 50 years. Let me change that. 40. We'll go from the time he's 18. 40. But let's think about today. You know when your pain really becomes a reality? You know when an ingrowing toenail really becomes a reality to you? When your ingrowing toenail begins to hurt and turn up and bring up blood and flesh, amen, and it begins to get infected, and you hobble and you walk. Amen. You know what's real to him this morning? A sore belly. It's real, that a gallbladder. The operation is real. Listen to me. Can we reach out and grab something that ain't happened to us and realize that this person's in need? That's lost a husband, that's lost a daughter, that's lost a one, that's a little girl that's wanting to change her life to a little boy? Can we realize we're living in a messed up world? Can we realize we ain't fighting against each other? Can we realize, glory to God, we're just a little part of the body, and God wants us to tell somebody else that I'm real? That I'm real. Let me read the Word of God. Amen. I'm in Numbers. We'll get off of Numbers there in a minute. Let me read 5 again. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, or in our soul loatheth or resisteth the light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. And can we imagine in our minds and in our hearts, can you imagine, Jamie, if there was a poison viper, a rattlesnake, or a copperhead, or a cottonmouth, and they were just coming out from under the pews. This will make a hair stand up on your head. And they were coming out from under the pews, and there wasn't nothing you could do about it, and it was just biting you. You think, well, what's that against my leg? And it's an old poison viper. The Bible said that the Lord sent fiery serpents, glory to God, and He said much people of Israel died. Can I tell you something? Corona is a fiery serpent, amen, sent from God, amen. God has allowed, because the children have murmured about the church, they've murmured about the pastor, they've murmured about God, they've murmured about the way we serve God, they've muttered and they've grumbled about everything. Instead of praising God, we got gas for $2. We're praising and a muttering and a grumbling about it going to 2.25. I thank God for the good age that God raised me up in and let me dwell in. Mike, can you imagine if that serpent. I was just down at your legs. Can you imagine, ladies? You all know when you see a snake wiggle way out there, you run. You don't want to be no part of that thing. And that's what the Bible said in Genesis, that we'd be afraid of it and that it would bruise your heel. And the Lord sent fiery serpents down on the children of Israel because they were complaining about how hard they had it, the trouble that they were having. They were complaining about the manna that God fed them for. They didn't give God praise that their shoes hadn't grown old on their feet. They hadn't wore out. Their clothes had done good. Everything had worked good. Can y'all see this serpent on this? Oh boy, give that to me, it's dead. Amen. There's a serpent on that. You can see it good. And the Lord spoke to Moses. And the Lord said to Moses, He said, get you a brazen serpent and wrap it against the pole. And y'all that's in the medical field, what is our emblem of the medical field? It's about a serpent wrapped around a pole, ain't it? Ain't it still today? The serpent wrapped around the pole. I wonder where they got that. They got it from the Word of God, but are we going back and giving God praise, honor, and glory? I want us to realize today that there's a serpent out there that's not crawling on the ground. Amen. It's not biting you on your heels. But there's a serpent out there today that's a lying serpent. Amen. There's an evil spirit of the lying spirit that's out there telling these children they won't get pregnant if you have sex. Amen. You go ahead and watch pornography and you won't get your mind all messed up. There's a world out there that's telling us we can do what we want to and we can still go to heaven because your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life when you was 8 years old or 12 years old, and you don't have to be in church. Amen. You can listen to one once in a while on the preaching service. I'm going to tell you, when the church is shut down, glory to God, and the fiery serpents is eating us up, we're going to wish we went back to the house of God. And God told old Moses, He said, go out there, Lord, and those that look up, and this is by sight, He had a brazen serpent on a pole, and when He lifted up, and the Bible said when the people looked on the brazen serpent, that they were healed. Amen. So that was by sight, but I want us to tell you something today. We're not walking by sight. We're walking by faith. Honey, and if we'll look upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible has just said, amen, as He be lifted up, as Jesus be lifted up, and He was lifted up on the cross as the old serpent that Moses done. And He said, and when we look upon this old serpent here, this brazen serpent, He told them under the law, He said, you'll be healed. We've been bit by the devil. Listen to me. He's been bit by the devil, alcohol. He had a foul mouth. Some of us have got adultery. Some of us are lying, stealing, cheating. Some of us think we're holier than thou, and there ain't nothing can penetrate us. We think we're so close to God until the devil can't get into our house. I'm going to tell you, honey, I've tried to serve God. I try to pray daily. I try to read daily. I spend time at an old-fashioned altar. Honey, but I'm going to tell you something. The serpent still slips into my house. The serpent still slips in and bites me. I don't have a brazen serpent to look at today. I'm not under the law. But glory be unto God. I'm about to have a spell. I got a Jesus that's been lifted up high and lifted up. Glory to God, where I can get some help and I can face whatever comes my way. Corona can't bite me. The heart attack couldn't kill me. Old age ain't going to get me till God says it's enough. I'm glad today, glory to God, if I look up on the cross through the eyes of faith, what Jesus Christ has done for me, glory to God, I can't perish. I can't fall by the wayside. But when I take my eyes off of that, there's a fiery serpent out there. I'm going to tell you today, bless God, and I'm not going to play with you. There's sin in the camp today, and you're trying to hide it. How about glory to God? God's going to bring it out in the open. Honey, if you're still under the law, look on the brazen serpent. How about if you want to get under the grace of God, by the eyes of faith, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that will save your soul. Glory to God. He said, I'll go with you all the way even until the end. He said, I am the beginning and the end. I'm glad that He was lifted up on the cross. Amen. And through the eyes of faith that He died, God gave His only begotten Son, and He died on the cross. Glory to God that I can be set free today. All of my sins, my adultery, my drinking, my cursing, using God's name in vain, hallelujah, has been forgiven. I'm glad, glory to God, that Jesus, I was lifted high above the old ground and went on to be with God, sitting on the right hand of the Father. I'm making intercession for you and I tell you what, a bunch of Baptists, bless God, that's backslid on God, we ought to be shouting today that I don't have to follow around Moses and the old brazen serpent. I'm glad my God camps out with me. I'm glad my God is present. Everywhere present and nowhere absent. I'm glad He's a healer. He'll feed us. He's a blesser. He takes care of our every need. He's bigger than our troubles. I praise Him today. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. I wish I could, honey. I'm give out. Woo! God's been good to us. We're pitiful. Get saved, sit down on the stool and do nothing. And it's your job to do this. Your job to do that. I ain't preached like that in all the wind. Hello. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. People come to Moses and they said, we have sinned. For we have spoken against thee, Lord, and against thee, praying to the Lord that he take away the serpent from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it up on a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Shall live. You don't have to die in sin today. He said, if you've been bit by the serpent, he told the children of Israel, look upon the serpent in Moses' hand. I thought in Genesis, he read it Wednesday night, but I thought in Genesis how the serpent beguiled Eve. So I've wondered, as we come on down to Moses, there in Numbers, and he took the same old emblem that was Satan that he put on the ground. And he let Satan bite him. He took the same old snake that he had let bite you. He put it on the pole of fiery serpent. Come on. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost power of God. Believe. And when they looked on that, them old people under the law, amen, had centered around and muttered and grumbled. Out there it hadn't obeyed God. They'd come across the Red Sea. Amen. They'd been delivered. But they backed up on God. How about it? Have you been delivered and backed up on God? Where are we at today? We need to come back and look upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Look upon the cross of Christ, what He has done for us. And I thought about that same old serpent that was killing us. Amen. The Lord showed him without a shadow of a doubt. A fiery serpent said, I've wrapped him around the pole Amen. If you look on this, glory to God, I'll save you. That one that you beat down, that one you hung on the cross, that one that you cursed, that one you talked about, that one you muttered about, that one you tried to beat down, glory to God. If you'll just let Him come into your heart, He'll save your soul. He'll take care of you. There's no point in mankind going around beat down. Amen. There's no point in going around in sin. There's no point in letting the lust of this flesh beat us down till we lose the joy of our salvation. It's time that we come back to God. I got troubles. I got a dump truck load of troubles. Amen. I'm going to take them to the trash dump. Hey, glory to God. It's time that I praise the Lord. It's time I get excited. I can't have much longer. Carol, you can't either. We can't have much longer, glory to God, till we can be with Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Them old fiery serpents will totally be done away with.
Amen.
You know, as a Christian, I got to watch where I step.
Yeah. Amen.
There's a snake there. There's a devil to bite me. I love women with a passion. Here I am, 80 years old. Janet, don't you listen to this. I love women with a passion. Can I tell you, I've got to work on it. Some people like houses, but a house don't turn me on. I'm sorry. Why don't we admit where we're at? Why don't we admit? I tell you, we've got too holy in thou, and we think we can ease through this thing knowing what we know and beat down God. That's what the children of Israel thought. Said, take us back down yonder in Egypt so we can eat. They were feeding us melons and onions and leeks. They were taking care of us. God sent them doves or pheasants, amen, partridges. God sent them meat, amen, and they started muttering while the meat was still between their teeth. How about us today? Have you muttered any this week? Have you muttered any this week? Let me tell y'all who. Give me this. I may have bought this church for, I don't know. Kenneth Holderfield. Preached his funeral at 60 years old. Helped in his funeral. He preached his own funeral. He gave it to me. He got drunk and he said, I'd like to have it back. I said, I'll get back to you. I don't care. He got sober and he said, I want you to have it. I said, all right, don't ask me for it back again. It's mine. It's mine. But it's brought back memories for me. How the boy let snakes bite him. How the serpents went out. And where did them serpents come from? He said, God allowed them because the people muttered. How about Corona?
Yeah.
I'm going to John 3:16, okay? Let me read 9 first and I'll go to John. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in Obah. They went on down the road. Amen. They didn't quit there. How many has quit because of Corona? Or they're still in church, Bill? He said, don't say nothing about them. I'm going to tell you, they've snake bit. They're bit by Satan. Fear took our shouts. Fear took our tears. Inconsiderate of the grace of Almighty God has took our joy away from us. We're living in misery. We're afraid of death. We're afraid of what we'll catch. I bet Andy could have 5 diseases today. There ain't no telling. That old man's nearly 80 years old. Ain't no telling what he could have. Right?
Right.
Diphtheria and Tom Thurry and measles. Ain't no telling what he's got. I think since Corona, bless God, he's got touched with the Holy Ghost power of God. Amen. And that's whipped out a whole bunch of that other junk.
Amen.
Hello? Where are we at today? If you were in another church, you'd be saying amen. I'm going to tell you, that makes you mad, but I don't care. I don't care. Some of you'd be up shouting the victory if there's a preacher you didn't know. Amen. But I didn't come here for no prophet. Think about it. I ain't out to make friends. I'm out to make brothers and sisters. If you got sin in your life, you ain't my sister. You ain't my brother. You go home with that other and sit down there with him and say, I ain't going to church with them hypocrites. Hello? I looked, told him right straight to his face, glory to God, I ain't no hypocrite. I'm trying to preach what I know. I'm trying to preach what the Word of God says to me. Think about where our shouts have gone to. John 3:16. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. I'm going to tell you, we can say we believe in God, and if we're not looking and lifting up Christ, we don't believe. If you don't think He can take care of you, if I didn't think He could take care of me when I got in my car this morning, it wouldn't have been no need of me getting in my car. I trusted God to get me here. I trusted God. And He said, 16th verse, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. I'm going to tell you, we love part of the world. We love the world that can help us. We love the world that can do for us. We love the world that can take care of us. I don't know the percentage of pastors, glory to God, but they wouldn't pastor at all if they didn't get something for it. They wouldn't go another mile if they wasn't making a living by it. So we cut out the Word of God. I heard a big-time preacher preaching last week. So many of them have backed up on the Word of God. We've got little parts of the Word of God that we preach, and we let the rest go. We've been snake bit. We've been snake bit, glory to God. We've been stopped along the way. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But have everlasting life. And He said, for God, we ain't going to perish, church, if you believe on Him. Everybody we know knows this verse. Everybody's heard it. Let me read it again. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Can I tell you, all along the way, glory to God, we hear people that says, I believe. And if they believe, they really believe the Word of God, they'd be in church somewhere working for the glory of God. Because their workmate is going to hell, their schoolmate is going to hell, some in their family is going to hell, and they're sitting at home justifying self, getting their feelings hurt. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling us the truth, church. It's time to quit playing. It's time to get real. It's time to walk where God would have us to walk. How long has it been since you've seen anybody shout in this church? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If they do shout, somebody's singing. It ain't the preached Word of God. Amen. If you see them cry a tear, amen, it's because their heart's broke or they've lost a loved one. Amen. Or they've got their feelings hurt. Okay. And He said, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And what I'm trying to preach on is condemned. That God sent into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. That's why Jesus came into the world, and the Word of God is written down. It's not to condemn you. If I was here to condemn you today, honey, I might as well go home. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, we've backslid on God. That's exactly why we got governors like we've got governors. Because America, amen, and North Carolina and Virginia have voted in the devil. We've voted in people that don't care about God. Abortion don't mean nothing to them. There's nothing to stop The people that are on drugs. The jails are laying full. Building them every day. Who's paying for them? They've been snake bit. Our leaders have been snake bit. And he said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And any of you that's still inviting somebody to church, or trying to get somebody to come back to church, or invite them back, glory to God, they say, don't judge me. You're condemning me. It ain't your place. You don't know my life. I do know your life. If you believed in God, you'd serve Him. If you believed in God, you'd keep His commandments. We've got wheat, church. We've got wheat. It's time that we start standing up and telling them. Amen. Glory to God. If you want to go back under the law, go on back to Moses and get snake bit. You'll have to look on the serpent, the fiery serpent. But I done got out from under the law, amen, and got under the grace of God, the saving grace of God. Let's read what the Word of God said. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So that's why we're condemned today. You know why it's so easy to make a Baptist mad? They're not in the light.
Amen.
They love darkness.
Amen.
You can make them mad and drop a hat.
Amen.
You can hurt their feelings. They can pout for months. And they'll tell you, I'm not coming back up there. I remember well, and the man now has got Parkinson's disease, barely can walk, and he's up 70 years old, and I've known him a long, long time. But he said, I'll not come to that church as long as that man's there. That man's been dead, and I can go look on the stone. It's been many years. You know what? He still ain't in church. We make our little excuses, and when them falls through, we make another. Your wife can leave you, bless God, but that don't give me an excuse to quit. My children can die. Let me tell you something. My son was about 16, 17 years old, and he got snake bit. Not a rattlesnake, not a copperhead. Hooked up with a den of robbers, a den of thieves. Amen. Decided I'll run off and make big money. Smoke a little pot, all it does is relax me. 58 years old, go over and talk to him in jail. Go over and ask him. Oh, I never dreamed at 10 with my little intelligent, good-looking boy would ever be there. Y'all think I'm the only one that's got one in trouble? It's been snake bit? If some ain't pulling time, it's more dangerous than him. They're backstabbers.
Yeah.
Amen. They'll eat you up. They'll eat you up. I thought about his daddy. 90% of the church world was afraid of him, scared of him. Never go bow down in front of him and pray. Never knock on his door. Oh, but we're a soldier. I'll fight for the Lord till I die. Are we soldiers? We ain't even had no training. We ain't had no training. I walked 0.8 miles this morning so I could finish out up and down this aisle. My leg not lock up on me. Try to get limbered up till I can go. I praise God I don't have to look up on the old brazen serpent.
Right.
Oh, glory to God.
Tell it.
I'd have had to go hunt Moses and hunt his staff and hunt the snake, amen. But glory to God, when I got up this morning, I come out of the woods about shouting. I thought, this is the message God said preach. This is the message to preach. God give us strength to preach. Amen. And we like John 3:16, but we don't like the next verse. We don't like to think that people can condemn us. Let me go on with God's Word. Let me read in John 15. John 15:22. I'll read it quickly. If I had not come and spoken, Jesus saying this, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. So today, sitting in Mount Vernon Church, there's no excuse. There's no cloak, no covering for our sin. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now, so do you think Jesus laid an example that there's a work for you and I to do that others can see there's a reality in serving God? There's a reality in praising God. 25th. But this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. Definitely, they hated Christ without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye, 27th verse, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. So he's speaking that to these that had seen him and they've been with him from the beginning, so they could testify of the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to tell you, bless God, since I've received the Holy Ghost, since I got saved by the grace of God, I have something to testify of. I'm a child of God. I don't have to die and go to a devil's hell. I don't have to cuss. I don't have to do drugs. I don't have to run with another woman. I don't have to drink alcohol to feel good. I can still praise God. I'm in a free country because I've been saved. How many do you know that have quit along the way? Do you think they're going to heaven if they don't repent? Neighbor, there's a place of repentance, and we need to repent. We need to walk where God would have us to walk. Let's read what Romans 8:1 said. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So the Word of God said there's no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit. But them that walk after the flesh, there's condemnation. You know why we're condemned when we hear the Word? You know why the church ain't sitting full? You know why some's mad at me and talked about me? You know why some's called me and smarted off at me and some's text me? You know why? They're condemned. If you can sit in a buffet bar, you can come to church. You can shop Walmart, you can come to church. If you can mow the yard, bless God, you need to get off of disability. Hello? We need to come back to reality. But I'm afraid. Emma, I mean, you're getting old enough, we couldn't be afraid of dying. But it looks brighter all the time. It looks lighter all the time. I'm tired of darkness. I need some more light. There's light over there because the glory of God lights the place. I need through the eyes of faith. We're here by faith today. Are we going to leave by faith? Walk down the road by faith? I thought I've kidded about it. There's a few cafes around that I eat at. I wouldn't think about eating unless I prayed over it. Yeah. I'll leave that alone. But I wouldn't go there, Bill. I wouldn't go there. Pray about it. Well, John 3. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, and they are wrought in God. I'm going to read just a little more since it's going so good. I'll have to find it, but it's over here in the book. I'm preaching on condemned. And I preach out of Romans 1. He said that no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation in them. Let me go to 1 Timothy in the 3rd chapter. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop, this must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality and apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy, a filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity or seriousness. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? The Bible said, not a novice or young Christian, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Get that sixth verse and get it good. He said, a bishop, and it goes on to say in the deacon, same thing, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. I've seen too many preachers, neighbors along the line, maybe more so than deacons, but are too young. They're not rooted and not grounded. And when the first trouble comes, they bring condemnation to their soul. And when I bring condemnation to my soul, I brought condemnation on my Lord Jesus Christ. I brought it on the church. I brought it on the name of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, the children of Israel done the same thing. And God set us an example for us not to mock God. For us not to complain and not mutter. Not to walk out of the way from the will of God. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Those that have walked for the Lord, you have trouble offending them. You might hurt their feelings, but they'll get up and come on back. They'll get up and come on back. God has never done nothing to hurt me. Even in my sins, I can remember time and time again that I didn't realize that God was there taking care of me. And I got to tell you one more time, you can believe it or you can let it go. My son wouldn't be alive today except we kept requesting prayer. People kept praying. And it spread to different countries that were concerned. And I'm going to tell you, if yours gets any help, you're going to have to keep your seat filled. You're going to have to stay right with God. There's problems in our young people. It's so easy. These little boys and girls sitting right here today that said they've been saved, they'd never walk away from God. So many, we've heard the testimonies. One crack rock, one puff of meth, and they're never the same. Never the same. And then over-the-counter drugs. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you dealt with it. You fellows that have dealt with it in the hospitals. Seen people that were ordinary. He just said it. Said, my brother is so normal and a good feller till he drinks. It opens up an avenue of Satan to take over our minds. How easy, church. I remember a testimony that I'd never done anything, but I needed saving. I'm going to tell you, that kind of people is easiest to scare off. When they're more forgiven, they're more thankful. That's the Bible. You would think the children that come across the Red Sea and looked back, and there was the church, and there was all the Egyptians and Pharaoh's people, and them flipping in water where they'd just come through on dry ground. You'd have thought they would have been tickled to death with manna and just keep on trucking to the promised land. It's the nature of man to complain. It's the nature of man to never be satisfied with nothing. That's why we got stuff sitting around to worry us to death right now. I said we. That's why we got different wives, different husbands, different headaches. This job's the awfulest thing ever been. Till you get over there and it's the same old thing. It's a job. Does the Word of God bore us? How about if you was out there in the dust and there wasn't no water and you brought us out to this destruction walking through no light? I was talking to Krista Jones there yesterday on the phone, and my lights went off. You know what my phone done? It died too. It died. Janet hollered from upstairs. I was in the basement. Been trying to study. She said, the phone's ringing. I answered. I said, bless God, I can't see. I'm in the basement with no lights. And I went by the sound of my... I got one old phone on the wall that you'd ring it like that. And it was ringing. I got to it, and she just called me back. She said, what's going on? I said, my power went off. That's how fast it goes off in your life.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you for a fact, I didn't know which way to go. I've lived in that house since 82, I think. And I was a feeling and a listening where my other phone so I could answer. Staggering around. Pray for one that prayed at the altar with us yesterday. Never dreamed in my lifetime. Maybe it's Friday. Friday. Never dreamed they'd be down at the house altar. Pray. That's all I know to do. Pray. I love you. If you will, stand to your feet. Invitation.
Invitation.
If we're hanging around waiting for Moses to lift up the brazen serpent and look on it to be healed, it ain't going to happen. That doesn't happen. But it's an example of how great God is. What God can do for us if we'll only listen. The altar's open.